Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for April 21st of 2020. Gonna be a quick episode today. I am apologizing. This one is definitely going up late. So, many apologies, but, you know, day jobs being a thing and bills being an even bigger thing, this is just kind of the way it had to go. So, again, my apologies. Now, let's talk TV streaming, and we only have one piece in TV streaming. That is Star Trek Picard. LeVar Burton has basically removed all doubt as to whether or not we're going to be seeing Geordi LaForge in season two of Picard. He told Entertainment Weekly that there's... whatever it was exactly that I said, I didn't write down the exact quote, but he said, well, there's a way I have to tell you this so that I don't get in trouble. And that right there tells you automatically he's going to be in season two. So pretty freaking awesome. A new cameo, and even Picard's cameos aren't really normal. So that's, I dig it a lot. That's all we have for TV streaming. Now we're moving into movies, and we have two pieces in movies, though the first one is really huge. We got, much like we got the Disney lineup of movies a couple weeks ago, we now have the Warner Brothers lineup. So we're going to go over, basically all of them are key because they're all pretty nerdy. So we have Batman has been moved to October 1st of 2021. Shazam 2 has been moved to November 4th of 2022. The Flash is still happening. More on that in just a second. The Flash has been moved up from July of 2022 and now is coming out June 3rd of 2022. The Many Saints of Newark, which is the Sopranos prequel that I believe I might have mentioned once before on the news, but that movie has been moved to March 21st, 2022. Tenet has actually not moved at all. It is still set to be coming out on July 17th of this year. Wonder Woman, August 14th of 2020. The Suicide Squad, has been moved to August 6th of 2021. Black Adam has been moved to December 22nd of 2021, though that one, The Rock has said, might still be in flux. There might still be some changes. There might be setbacks and so on and so forth. So that one might change. King Richard, which will be a new Will Smith movie, is set for November 19th of 2021. The Matrix 4 has been moved back to May 21st of 2021, and Aquaman 2 has been moved to December 16th of 2022. So, The Flash. As noted just a moment ago, it is still happening. We got a confirmation from producer Barbara Muschietti, who is the wife of the director. She took to Twitter to answer some fan questions, and she said, yes, this is still happening, though there was no confirmation as to whether or not we're still going to be seeing Ezra Miller as the title character. If this is truly a Flashpoint movie, then it would be acceptable to replace Ezra Miller, considering, you know, recent events. So that is very much still in flux, and that is also all we have in movies. Also, there's going to be some sort of weird backstory between the Atlanteans and the Wakandians. At some point in their history, some of the Wakandians moved into Atlantis, and then the two of them intermingled, and it's just a weird, convoluted, according to this rumor, very weird, convoluted backstory that seems overwrought and not really necessary. But again, it's a rumor, so we don't know. Continuing with that line of thought, we're moving now into Fantastic Four rumors, and Fantastic Four... the new rumors around this movie are that it is not going to be an origin story, which is kind of a running theme with the Fantastic Four movie rumors. Also, we're looking at the potential of Sue Storm having an extramarital affair with none other than Namor himself. So Sue Storm will be pregnant in the Fantastic Four movie with Namor's child. The child will become Franklin. Franklin will be some sort of crazy, powerful mutant, and we're going to get to the X-Men in just a moment. And then the last part of this rumor for Fantastic Four is that not only are they looking for young actors, but they're looking for young actors who are younger than John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt, to play the family, the Richards family. So this is a big red flag as to why I do not believe, because we all know that that Krasinski and Blunt are very strong candidates. We don't know that they're going to be cast. That is still very much speculative, but we do know that they have both been in talks with Marvel, Disney Marvel, and we also know that the fans want them the most for those two characters. So I feel like Feige would definitely be thumbing his nose at the fans if he didn't at least acknowledge and then explain himself should he decide to go with a different casting direction. So that being said, we're moving now into the X-Men. Like I said, we have X-Men. The first X-Men movie is likely going to be a very small casted event, which would be fantastic if this rumor is correct. Small casted meaning it's going to focus primarily on Professor X and Magneto and a Civil War-like conflict between the two of them, and each of them will only have one or two of their respective teams behind them. So if that is correct, that would be fantastic. There are other rumors around this that really I don't think hold a lot of water, so we're not even going to mention them because I feel like they were put in this to detract from other things. Also, how this ties into the other two rumors is that Franklin, the child between Namor and Sue Storm, is going to be at least an entry point into the dispute between Xavier and Magneto, because they're going to be arguing over which side Franklin is going to be joining. So continuing on from there, we have an Avengers rumor. The Avengers rumor is that these three movies are going to then feed into a larger movie, which again, this kind of feels a little more heavy-handed than Feige has been previously. The movies, while they have been interconnected, have not been this deeply interconnected. So that's why this feels off in a lot of ways to me. But in the Avengers movie that, according to this rumor, is going to be coming out after these other three movies, we are going to see Fantastic Four and Professor X team up with the already existing Avengers, or the actors whose contracts have not run up yet. They will be teaming up against Magneto, some other unknown big bad, and then there will be a Namor subplot in the periphery of all of this. And somehow there's going to be some sort of resurrection of the Infinity Gems, because that's how powerful this child Franklin is going to be. Again, very not likely a lot of this stuff, though some of it sounds like it has shades of truth in it. It does come from a very unreliable source, but it was fun to think about the possibilities associated therein. So those are the four biggest rumors. Then we have another rumor that Daredevil has reverted back to Marvel's control early. This is still very much rumor. If you're hearing this as reported to be fact, then your sources are incorrect, because this has not been made official. And there's no explanation as to why Daredevil would have reverted back early at all, let alone it being the only one reverting early and the rest of the Netflix Marvel cast not reverting back early. So that is that. Next, we're moving over to the Hulk. Speaking of rights reverting back to Marvel, there are rumors that the Hulk rights have reverted. And not only that, but these rumors have kind of been kicking around since last October. Now, though, it sounds like there are additional rumors saying that not only has the Hulk reverted back to Disney, but they are now actively in pre-development for the Hulk versus Wolverine movie as the first main title Hulk movie and our first introduction to the character of Wolverine, assuming, again, we don't get the other rumored introduction of Wolverine in the Falcon and Winter Soldier series that we've talked about a couple episodes ago. So that is Hulk. Next is Sinister Six. So this one's really interesting. I almost actually put this one in news because of the source. The source is Dane DeHaan, who played the not the Vulture, who played Green Goblin, sorry. Played Green Goblin in Amazing Spider-Man 2. He was talking on a late night show about the fact that the new Sinister Six movie is actively in development. So the reason this did end up going into rumors is because not only do we not have an official word from the studio, but who is going to make this? There are rumors that it's going to be a Sony vehicle, but there are also rumors that it's going to be one of the movies that Feige is going to be directing. That's technically Sony, but it's still Feige directing, so it's in a different kind of realm of possibilities and issues. Also, why would Dane DeHaan be the guy to talk about the new movie if he hasn't, presumably has not been cast because he was in the old movie? So there just seems to be a lot of disconnect here. If it's true, that'll be awesome, though it is just a rumor. And then our final piece, and man, I think I've made it to the end. Our final piece has to do with Superman. So ongoing negotiations are reportedly still going between Warner Brothers and Henry Cavill. That is not the big part of this rumor. The big part of this rumor is that Henry Cavill has just offered Warner Brothers to take a pay cut in order to stay in as the big blue Boy Scout. So that could, if this is true, that's pretty awesome. There are also rumblings that The Rock is feeding into, saying that there will be a Superman and Black Adam face-off eventually in the movies. And we all know that The Rock really wants Cavill to be that Superman that he faces off against. So presumably he's alluding to the fact that they're still negotiating with Cavill, and once the negotiations there are done, then we'll get our Black Adam versus Superman movie. But they are all just rumors, so we are just speculating, and that is the end of the section. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com for all the other podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, for the full news episode and for all kinds of other nerdy action. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.